It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's always good to see more Americans focused on supporting the American-made label. And it's good to see that there has been a major increase in the desire to produce more of what the American people use on a regular basis with a Made in America label. For several years, we have asked the American people to rally behind American workers and the businesses that employ them. We have urged national elected and business leaders to work together to increase not only service-oriented jobs, but help us focus on manufacturing of everything possible here in the United States of America again. Manufacturing represents millions of stable jobs that create not only employment within the manufacturing facilities themselves, but employment opportunities for people supplying raw materials, packaging, advertising, sales, service, management, and many others. Manufacturing continues to offer tens of millions of jobs to foreign workers, and there's no reason a major amount of those jobs should not be based in America again. For more than 35 years, it was believed that service-oriented jobs would sustain employment in America, but as we see clearly, without an ongoing and growing manufacturing base, a lot of the jobs are lost here in the United States. It's time for America to have a competitive product made in America from clothing, electronics, computers, cell phones, eyeglassware, and thousands of other products. As we continue to celebrate November as American Made Month, you are asked to visit our internet site, where there is a schedule of ways to support our efforts. And for more information, visit AmericanMadeMonth.com. Thanks for your participation. Kindly continue to spread the word. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.